Welcome to EMP. Let us start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for good day that you have given to us. This morning we come to you. We need your word, Father. Speak to us and bless us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open one verse from Luke chapter 1, verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul exalts the Lord." My soul exalts the Lord. Okay. This morning, I want to share one topic about when life is sorrow and lonely. Yeah. So, if we see our Bible, from Luke chapter 39 to 46, in between, I can say, or I give this paragraph with a title. The title is, "When Life is Sorrow and Lonely." When we read the story of Luke chapter 1, we need to see using modern drama how to understand this story. So this, I can say, almost similar with many like Chinese or Korean drama. So we start from 38. Now Mary accepts the job from God who sent by the angel. Mary say, "Oh yeah, I am a slave. Do whatever you want." But then there is a problem with Mary. The problem is Mary has fiancé called Joseph. You can imagine how Mary tell the story to Joseph. Mary come to Joseph and say, "Joseph, do you love me?" "Yes, of course, I love you." "Are you sure you love me?" "Yes, you know I love you. Even if I have something secret that I haven't tell you, I tell you now." "Yeah, of course, I love you, Mary, wherever you are." And then suddenly Mary told Joseph, "I'm pregnant." And then how is the reaction of Joseph? "You are a liar. How can you do this for me? Blah, 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 blah." And Mary tried, "Be patient. Stop. I'm pregnant from the Holy Spirit." And the Joseph told Mary, "You're a big liar. I don't trust you." And then we broke. Joseph leave Mary. After Joseph leave Mary, Mary don't have a word to tell Joseph. Mary tried to send WhatsApp. "Joseph, do you miss me?" No reply. Call her. No answer. Ask other sister. Told Joseph, "I miss him." No response. And then now Mary become alone. Yeah. And then how about the society, brothers and sister? If we read Mark chapter 6, verse 3, the society still have bad image with Mary. You can see Mark chapter 6, verse 3, when Jesus come out to do ministry, the society called Jesus son of Mary. The society never says son of Joseph. The society says son of Mary. That means now the rumor, the gossip already spread out. Mary pregnant without husband. Mary pregnant without husband. So the society give finger to her. You're no good, no good, no good. Yeah. Oh, brothers and sisters, I can tell you. Yeah, if we see this drama, you can see how stressed Mary, how lonely she is, and sorrow. And then what she did? Verse 39. Now at this time, Mary arose and went in hurry to the hill country, to a city of Judah. Mary arose and then went to hill country to visit, to find refuge in her sister Elizabeth. Pregnant woman, walk alone. Yeah. 25 years ago, when Mimi started pregnant, she never walked alone. Yeah. Even when I sleep, she still hold my hand. Yeah. That's long time ago. And this Mary, brothers and sisters, walk alone. Where is Joseph? Yeah. No Joseph. And then pregnant woman in the early stage, when they walk, they don't walk too far, afraid something happened with the baby. And this is Hill Road, yeah, in Hong Kong. We have many area, especially when we go to mid-level and then the escalator died. And we need to walk. Oh, so difficult. Few times, I take a walk from Central to the peak. Now I know I'm old. Every time I woke up, I almost died. Yeah? But Kardia said, Papa, you need to do it one time in the life. Have you done it, Pastor Ernie? Yeah? And you will know that you're too old. Yeah? This is pregnant woman walk alone. And then find quiet place to hide herself, brothers and sisters. So you can say that Mary alone and sorrow. Yeah. I can tell you, brothers and sisters, many people have this kind of experience, lonely and sorrow. Life is too hard. No one understands you. Yeah? The situation is very, very difficult. No one can help you. The people only point finger to you. And this happened with Mary. But then, when we go back to verse 36, Mary said, my soul exalt the Lord. So there is something happened from lonely, from sorrow, to praise the Lord. Yeah. I want to know how come this happened. And then I find out from the verse 43. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me? The mother of my Lord. Who is older? Mary or Elizabeth? Elizabeth is older. From the hierarchy, yeah? Mary should call Elizabeth maybe Tajie, big sister. Yeah, and then Elizabeth call Mary in Cantonese, Mary, Mui Mui or Meme. But Elizabeth called Mary the mother of my Lord. This is shock her. The mother of my Lord, how come? Elizabeth get this insight from John in her womb. And then we need to know, John the Baptist always said that my Lord is Jesus. Let us open John 20, verse 23. He said, I'm a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight to the way of the Lord. And then verse 27. It is he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. John has fully understand knowledge who is Jesus. And then John in the womb told her mom, the mother of my Lord coming. That sentence, brothers and sisters, changed sorrow, sadness, and lonely in the heart of Mary. That's why on verse 46, she praised the Lord. Brothers and sisters, from this story, what we can learn? What we can learn? First of all, when you accept the ministry, or when you start to live according God's will, it doesn't mean you don't have problem. Yeah? You have problem, especially we are pastor. Yeah? People say we live in aquarium. Yeah? Many people want to see how you walk, how you talk, how you eat, how you spend money. Yeah? If you were too simple, people may say, oh yeah, you are too simple, poor pastor. If you use branded, even you buy at Mongkok, people say you are too worldly or something like that. Yeah. People want to see and always say something. Say something. And then sometimes people don't understand you. Point finger to you. Yeah. Make you want to give up. I'm happy to read this story this morning. Mary, of course, she withdrew and then find something that can mark up herself. And then she find confirmation from Elizabeth. Confirmation that told her, you are the mother of the Lord. Brother and sister, find confirmation. Seek to the Lord. And then he will tell you the end of this sorrow. That's number one. He will tell you, I'm so happy Mary find it, and then after that, she can praise the Lord. And then second point, yeah, Mary suffer, and finally, she is happy for the future Jesus. For the future Jesus. Because it takes 33 years to understand who is Jesus. 33 years. Now, we live in New Testament era. We no need to wait for 30 years to see Jesus. Jesus loves you. And he is Emmanuel. God walk with you. Your sorrow is his sorrow. Your suffering is his suffering. How can I know? When Saul sought the disciple of Christ, yeah, Jesus come and talk to Saul. Saul, why are you persecuted me? The suffering of God people, also the suffering of God. God want to walk with you. You are not alone, brothers and sisters. You are with God. And finally, brothers and sisters, the cloud is over. Mary, after praise the Lord, he go home. At that time, Joseph hasn't accept her. And finally, in other place, the angel come to Joseph and let Joseph know the true story. Now, happy ending drama happened. Joseph tried to boss up Mary. Mary, how are you? And this time, Mary, now you know who I am. I don't want to reply. Second boss up. No reply. The third boss up, Joseph sent flower. Mary said, no way. And finally, Joseph come. Mary, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then, now you know. And happy ending. Brothers and sisters, when you hold or you work for God, always happy ending. This is the story of Mary and Joseph. May God bless us. I don't know how is your situation. Maybe some of you lonely, sorrow, and suffer a lot. But I just want to make sure this morning you come at the right place. This morning you are here, something important. Find confirmation from God. Mary, full of suffering, full of sorrow. And finally, she find confirmation from Elizabeth. May God speak something in the midst of your suffering, your sorrow, and your lonely. Yeah. That you are not alone. God has special promise, special ending for you. After you get it, make sure on Sunday you come and praise the Lord. Come and praise the Lord that God loves you. Yeah. Make a small party. Let your friend know that God loves you. God give you new insight, new wisdom to see the situation from sorrow to joyful. Yeah, let us praise Him.
I heard in and broken within, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin. Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior. Isn't he wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Thanks God that God never has bad plan for us. Although it seems we have a lot of difficulties, sorrow and suffering in this world, but we need to remember His plan is perfect for us. Maybe some of you has a lot of problem this morning. Come to Him and then ask Him to open your eyes to see the future of your life. Father, thank you when you give Job to Mary. Mary don't understand, but Mary just simple accept the job. She has a lot of problem. Her fiancé left her alone. She about frustration, stress, and finally she find the answer that the womb is the Lord who come as a human. And then finally she praised the Lord. Father, we have many problems. Bring us to see the problem. It's the womb that gives joy for us and for other people. That's why this morning we really need you to show us the future of our problem. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. Yeah, we pray for people who are in chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and surgery. We pray that God will take all the cancer, the problem of their body. Let's pray together. We also pray for brothers and sisters who are in physical problem but also need spiritual salvation. We pray that Holy Spirit open their heart. We pray for their close family so that they can share gospel to them. Also pray for people who are in infirmities. They have many problems in their body. We pray that God will take one by one all physical problems, heal in the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, let's pray for brothers and sisters who have COVID. We pray in the name of Jesus, all COVID get away. And also pray for frontline medical workers. We pray that God give double protection for them. Let's pray together. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new or better job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Let's pray for mission this morning. We pray for Japan. We pray for SP New York. We pray for India. We pray for brothers and sisters, pastors who serve in that area. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for Mission Council. We pray for all the team, the member, can extend God's mission through SP. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray that from this ministry, we can show God love for small baby. And in the future, we pray that small baby can grow up, become son and daughter of God. Pray for Friday night gathering, IP, SP Youth, SPU, and GIC class. We pray for pregnant mom, for Hina, the first one. Yesterday I get the news, already give birth. So we pray for Hina and others. Yeah, let's pray. Finally, we pray for house church activity. Yeah, there are few place for tonight. We pray that member can come and then have good fellowship. Father, thank you. Thank you for a good time that we have this morning. We pray, Father, always walk with us so that we can pass sorrow and difficult journey, become joyful and happy journey because of you. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a nice day. God bless you. Bye-bye.